Welcome to episode 120 of the Playconomics Podcast, part of our Christmas special, where we are bulk batching and sending these bad boys out to you.
I think actually is this the one that goes live on Christmas? Next one goes live on Christmas. Can you imagine Christmas morning people are going to open up their presents and find out what our game of the year is?
Yep. Hilarious. Too bad you didn't buy that one. But what we're talking about today is the 2023 company winners and losers. Mm-hmm. And Bobby, kick us off. Who's your first winner?
My first winner is Larian Studios.
Yeah!
Little studio that could. Came out of nowhere.
They're not
Bethesda. They're not Rockstar.
This is Baldur's Gate 3.
If you'll allow me a moment, you ask a question. My winner is Larian Studios because they have now done what a few other people have done, but very few. You know, CD Projekt is another great example where they're like, who is this? And they're like, now everybody knows who it is.
Yep.
Right? So that's my first one.
That's fair. I take that. I love the pick of Larian Studios. They absolutely had a fantastic year. Baldur's Gate deserved every award that it got. And honestly, it deserved some of the ones that Alan Wake 2 got, but we'll let that slide. My major winner of this year is Xbox and Microsoft because they closed the ABK deal that this podcast at 100% predicted in 2022, and they have a stellar lineup for 2024. And I think just having Hellblade and having Sony literally present nothing for the slate of 2024 is a major win. Even though Sony's still kicking their ass in sales.
Yeah, which leads into my next winner, where my next winner is Sony. A sales juggernaut, despite releasing only one first-party game this year. We're still wiping the walls with you people.
Do you think Phil Spencer is just in, like, the war room at Xbox, and he's just like, they haven't released a game? Since 2021,
Sony's actively trying to fail. Like, they're releasing like the Portal and stuff like that, and they're still winning. I love it. It's fantastic.
My message to Phil Spencer, based on Sony's success despite their not producing any games, is don't you dare deviate from the platform that you were making. You keep shipping games. You keep putting things out. You do not be like, oh, we could not release a game for a year. Sony can because they have market share. They won the console war, Phil. You need to get the console war back. So you need to constantly be on target. Hellblade's got to be good. Some of the other
mid-tier... What are you
going to
do if Hellblade comes out and it's like a mid-50s?
I won't be on the podcast. I will not be able to show my face. Actually, no. Last episode, I predicted that it's either going to be 100. No, it's either going to be 100 or 0. So if it comes out as a 50, I'll take that as I was technically right. Technically right. It was either really, really good or really, really bad. It's hedging a bet is what some people call it. But we'll transition into one of my other
winners.
Yeah,
your next winner
is Steam. Steam deserves to be a winner of 2023 because in 2022, I doubted the Steam Deck. I thought it was dumb. I thought Nintendo would completely destroy it and that this... I didn't even think it was going to make it to actual launch. I thought they were going to have so little interest that they were going to scrap it before we even got any, and I was wrong. And Steam, I apologize for that. Your Steam Deck is awesome. I want one. I will probably have one by the end of 2024. If not 2025, when you release your second model, we'll see what happens. But good job, Steam, for proving me wrong and giving us proof that the handheld market
is viable.
Is viable,
and a place that more people should be playing. I would argue. like more people like product. I still only have two. So am I going number two and number three right now? You only have two winners?
Yeah, go for it.
My second winner, late in the game, Rockstar Games, who has already cemented 2025 as their
game
year.
Of the year. Yeah.
It is very hard to do that when they're like, we are going to drop a thermonuclear marketing weapon.
100%.
I have not stopped playing that Tom Petty song in front of the last week.
Yes, it ruined the Game Awards for you.
It did. I was watching the Game Awards like, yeah, Blade, huh? That's pretty cool. But Miami? No.
I'd like to say this is the fourth time you've mentioned Blade. Blade is living rent-free in your head.
He is. Bad of a property is.
Yeah, you want it as a PlayStation game so bad.
And no, you guys can have. We already have a better, you know, gothic monster hunting game in Bloodborne.
That's okay.
Bloodborne from 2015 is a better game than Blade.
Blade is going to be better than anything From Software has ever put out.
I'm just kidding.
I apologize.
My other big winner, video game TV adaptations. Last of Us, Pioneer in the Space.
Yep.
Twisted Metal. Didn't watch it, but not
renewed.
Not offensively bad.
Yes, it was not something where we were embarrassed to say that it came out.
Fallout TV show. Listen, man. Oh, looks good. Don't want to be hopeful. I don't.
You know what you didn't list? Halo.
Oh, yeah.
Just forget about it. It got renewed for another season. It's coming out in like 2 months. I don't know.
Yeah, just like the Avatar game that came out last week and nobody remembered.
Yeah. All I know.
Yeah.
We did get Master Cheeks, though. And that was probably the funniest meme of 2023, whatever year we're in right now.
TV to adaptations, I think, were the big winner this year.
Yeah.
Tell me about your losers, your 2023 losers.
Do yours because you got three. Do yours first.
All right, so I'll go out of order. My first loser, despite also being winner, is Sony. You sons of bitches. How did you
wild
do it?
Take.
PSVR 2? PS Portal? Where the fuck are the games, you guys? You guys know. I don't know how you did it. But this is still a loss. This is still a net loss.
It's a net loss when compared to yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
We're
exactly.
Always striving to be better than who we were yesterday. And Sony failed. Still better than Xbox. Still performing better than Xbox. But you're better than that. You're better than that.
So that was my first one where I was like, I have to put them in the losers column as well, just because it's unbelievable.
Yes.
How they 100%. Got away with this.
100%.
My next loser, I have to read the whole title just because I like the alliteration, so if you'll allow me, that Xbox and Bethesda were the losers because the silver Starfield bullet that failed to fire.
Yep.
Man, you guys thought you had the word by the balls. You guys are putting out fucking Todd. You're like, let Todd. Remember Todd? It's Todd from Skyrim, you guys. And then Todd's
let
like,
Todd cook.
We have a... Okay, bye. And then he right away scurried back.
How are you going to have a worse game than No Man's Sky?
Well, okay. Here's my thing. I think you all, and when I say you all, I mean you Xbox people, you didn't understand the product. You had no reason to think that Starfield was going to be this life-shattering game. Because guess what? It's been the same game since Skyrim, and that was the critique that everyone leveled at Fallout 4, where you're like, cool, but it's pretty much just fucking Skyrim. And this one was like, cool, it's pretty much just fucking Skyrim.
But if it had the
though.
Execution of Skyrim, I would have been okay with this. I was expecting Fallout in space. What I got was Loading Screen Simulator. Like, this is not a... Bethesda makes bad games, so we should expect Bethesda to make a Bethesda game. This should have been just Fallout in space. This could have been Fallout in space, and I would have been happy. I would have played it. Loading Simulator, the fact that you can drive a spaceship but can't land on a planet is dumb.
Kind of like how a game that won Game of the Year predicated on the fact of infinite choice. You can't have a beard on an elf.
Oh, stop.
Kind of fucking stop stupid. Kind of dumb.
We'll get to it. Elves can't have beards.
And my last loser, because I see, do you have one or?
Two.
Two, okay. My last loser is Nintendo. Because how did you think, like, can you imagine being Nintendo? I mean, they're fine. They're gonna be completely okay. They don't give a shit. They were like, you guys just want Zelda DLC where you want Zelda Minecraft? Lego Fortnite is a better game than Tears of the Kingdom as a builder. So I'll just go ahead and say that. And they were like,
wow.
You want that? Or a Mario game, I guess? I don't know. We'll get nominated Game of the Year on both, though.
Yep.
Win neither one.
I was going to say, like,
how did you have two fucking entries?
I think it's wild that you put Nintendo as a loser. They completely just had a fantastic year.
Optically, they didn't. Optically, they tried so goddamn hard and got zero recognition for
they
it.
They put a reskin on a 3D Mario, on a Mario side scroller, and made it co-op. They finally added the internet to Mario, and then they got to release a DLC and have it be nominated as Game of the Year. They had a fantastic year. This is a huge winner. It's a loser for us. We lost the Nintendo relationship. You didn't even put the Pokemon DLC that doesn't run. It crashes. It crashes and causes people to have motion sickness, which is why I still have not yet bought it. I have not spent a single dollar on Pokemon since I made my vow when Scarlet and Violet came out.
Matt, you got a few minutes left here. What are your losers?
My losers are Unity. You had major scandal that was entirely due to the mismanagement of your PR team, and it wasn't actually a really big deal. It was kind of a almost industry standard way to service that product, but you let it get so out of control and you got so much bad press on it that you had to fire your CEO. You lost. And now you have things like the random engine developers now being able to, like, oh, you should use us instead of Unity, and getting them a bunch of FaceTime because of your absolute mess of a PR situation, and now you had to lay off 15% of your company.
Mm-hmm.
Big loser, Unity. And my last one that's on a separate page, so I'm hoping Bobby hasn't seen it yet. My last loser is E3, because it's going to take more than esports to bring this shit back.
You don't say.
That's the whole thing.
You don't say, pal.
That's the whole thing. Jesus Christ, E3. You watch the Game Awards do it every year. They make announcements right around Christmas time. They just wrapped it in a nice little bow called the Game Awards. You had to do anything, literally anything, and now not even esports will save you.
Those are our 2023 video game winners and losers, but let us know down in the comments during this holiday season. Looking back, who do you think won? Who do you think lost? Let us know down below. And if you like what you hear and you want to hear more, leave us a good review on Apple iTunes and Spotify. Follow us on YouTube. Subscribe on YouTube. Hit follow us on Instagram. And you know what? We're on Telegram now. We're talking to all of the Russian soldiers on Telegram.
All of our links are in the description. And remember, as always, join the Discord and happy gaming.